When I think of it now, I really should have renamed that huge blog post on Thoughts and Flash on my site, jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim, to Thoughts and Java. There was one really great link on there called a link to Smashing Magazine, which had a great post called A Gradual Disappearance of Flash Websites. And if you look on that page, you'll find another delicious hyperlink called the 3D Cube Demo, and which demonstrates a JavaScript 3D API, and on the speed of this thing was quite impressive, at least on my little laptop. Funny enough, we're still waiting for a JavaFX 3D API, which is publicly available, and of course Java can do the same thing as that 3D application. Overall, you would need to really look at building Java 3D and using OpenGL. So the way you would program it would be with OpenGL. And these are some of the things that I are holding back Java. At least these are my thoughts on Java. Java needs to make the difficult things easier to do. Of course, we are a long way from the write once, run anywhere ideal. Sadly now, that is just simply a Java ideal, especially if you think of the fragmentation of the mobile platform, where we have Android and the Open Handset Alliance taking a huge section of the market on the right hand side, and on the left hand side, guess what? You have Apple and its walled garden, the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch platform, and Apple's restrictions on allowing anybody with a cross compiler or virtual machine or any other interpreted or means of interpreting code to run natively on that platform. At least you cannot get such an application through the application or app store. So these are some of the things I thought in this audio booze, which are food for thought for Java. As I said before, I should really think about at least porting the JavaFX runtime to Adobe's Flash platform, even though it's owned by another major internet company, Google. Practically, it is supposedly an open standard and an open platform by committee. And there are developers who would love JavaFX to be ported onto that such a machine. As I said, and as Adobe have said, they are now concentrating on pushing and releasing the next version of their Flash runtime on Android phones. And mobile isn't the only game in town. There's the whole desktop aspect, which Sun has and Oracle really have got to grips with now, and what I've seen is quite promising. It is disappointing though that in the minds of many engineers, designers and architects, they feel they've been burnt by the Java plugin experience, and I'm talking about the traditional old implementation of the Java plugin, which could cause browser crashes, and it was clunky. Blah. Hopefully in this year we will start to see the fruits of Oracle's progress in modularization and breakable downloads, which will allow such brand new innovative e-commerce applications to scale. And really, I really hope this really works, and these are my thoughts on Java in 2010. Have a look at my blog on jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim. Have a great weekend.